So what, you dirty little cunt? Well, who cares? Who cares what you do? And who cares? Who cares about you? And you! I like rights, and I like fights, and I didn't like committing crimes. So what? And I've been beaten, and I've been stabbed, and I've been arrested so many times. So what, you dirty little cunt? Well, who cares? Who cares what you do? And who cares? Who cares about you? And you! Well, I like sluts, and I like whores. I like ones who always want more. So what? And I hate niggers, and I hate cunts. I even hate a lot of boys. So what, you dirty little cunt? Well, who cares? Who cares what you do? And who cares? Who cares about you? And you! I even drank a pint of piss. So what? When I've had gas and I've had cramps, I even shit on my friends too. So what, you dirty little cunt? Well, who cares? Who cares what you do? And who cares? Who cares about you? And you! No one does, you fucking jerk!
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, you will, precious. You will get the hose.
Okay. Mister, if you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise. See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. I want to go home, please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
I want to see my mommy. Please, no.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket!
Uncle Henry? Tell me a story.
No, it's late. Go to bed. Santa will be here soon.
No, I want a story. Please.
All right, all right. You want a happy story? Or do you want a scary story?
I want a happy, scary story.
Happy, scary story?
Yeah.
Fine. Once upon a time, there lived a man by the name of Jack Frost.
Jack Frost?
That's right. Like in the song, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Only this guy did it for real. You know how regular folk get up in the morning, eat something, then hurry off to do whatever for the day? Well, Jack would get up, eat something, then hurry off and kill someone. Because that's what he did. He killed people. He'd stick knives in their faces and cut out their tummies and stamp on their heads till their brains got all runny.
Uncle Henry, I don't think this is such a...
You wanted a story. You got a story.
Okay. But why did he hurt people?
How should I know? Maybe his mum and dad never gave him enough hugs. Maybe they gave him too many hugs. Or maybe he just liked the colour red and things that went squish when he stuck sharp points in them. It doesn't matter. The only thing that's important is that no one could catch him. Uh-huh. Some said that Jack was a ghost, that he was already dead and can walk through walls or vanish into thin air.
Ooh.
Truth is, he never stayed in one place long enough to be caught. See, Jack was smart.
Uh-huh.
He'd drift into a town, blend in, puree a few of the locals, then just drift off to someplace else that needed a little social pruning. Any towns that had too many little girls that looked just like you.
But they did catch him, didn't they, Uncle Henry?
Well, for 5 years, through 11 states and 38 deaths.
Ooh.
Jack was nimble, Jack was quick. Jack gouged eyes with candlesticks. He smashed in skulls with sticks and stones. Used iron bars to crush their bones so he could hide his kills in tiny places. And he wouldn't have to see their faces. That is, until the pies.
Pies?
Yeah. Little bits of people started turning up in Mrs. Puddle's pecan pies all over the Midwest. Fingertips, eyelids, earlobes. Some say that Jack had got sloppy, or that deep down he really wanted to be caught. Others said that it made the pies taste better. Bottom line, Jack had made his first mistake. Authorities knew where he worked. Within a week, they'd traced his car, and then it was just a matter of time before he was caught, tried, and sentenced to die. In fact, right at this very moment, Jack is being taken to his place of execution. His story should end at midnight, but the fun's just about to begin. So why don't you go to bed and have sweet, sweet dreams?